Hey, everybody, it's Mike Jeffers, Chicago Jazz Magazine, chicagojazz.com, and this is another Around Town update here on Chicago Jazz. And I am excited to have Alyssa Allgood, of course, a good friend of Chicago Jazz Magazine for many years. And I cannot believe this because we just talked about this offline, but Alyssa is celebrating her 30th birthday. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. But that's it. You don't even look 20, let alone 30, but that's good news. That's good news. So the celebration is happening at the Jazz Showcase, September 8th through the 11th, Thursday through Sunday. Of course, everybody knows where the Jazz Showcase is, right there in the South Loop, 806 South Plymouth Court, parking around rear. I always like to make sure everybody knows that. And of course, Wayne Siegel and the group over there keeping Joe's legend alive. And Alyssa, you are going to be there the weekend after the Jazz Fest. So I know that a lot of people are going to be out and about and exploring the city still. And congratulations on that weekend and congratulations on everything you have going on. But let's talk specifically about Jazz Showcase. What can people expect to hear that weekend for your birthday bash?
Yeah, well, thank you so much. You know, I'm so excited. It's always really special to be at the showcase. And I think it just lined up perfectly with being able to celebrate my birthday and starting a new decade is very exciting for me. And I've been really in the last couple of years doing a lot more kind of writing and arranging music. So I'll really be showcasing a lot of my original songs and arrangements as well. And a lot of my music is really focusing on this idea of like self-discovery and self-love and sort of just the journey that I've really been on the last few years. And some of the arrangements, I've got a really beautiful arrangement of Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now that has been really a crowd kind of favorite. So I'm really excited to get to share that. I've got a beautiful mashup of I'm a Fool to Want You and the song called Forget Me that I learned by the great Shirley Horn. So I'll be getting into lots of really great things. And the music is going to capture, of course, kind of feeling of the sort of jazz standards, as well as bringing in a little bit more sort of like contemporary kind of modern feels as well. And I'm really, really excited to get to share that all weekend.
Well, that's something that I want to talk about. Why don't we talk about the original music? Because I can remember, I don't know, maybe it started during the pandemic. Of course, none of us could go anywhere. So I think that's probably when it did, when you started doing some Zoom things or doing online stuff where you would play piano and sing. And I know you were doing some standards, but then all of a sudden I noticed, I think you were doing a little bit of original stuff too, here and there, and dropping things in. And I'm always curious, especially with somebody that's, you know, you've played in all these different genres, obviously focused on jazz, but you can sing in all the different genres and you're influenced by it. When you're writing music, are you allowing yourself to, you know what, I'm not even thinking that this is a jazz tune. I'm thinking more along the lines of this is the music, this is the word, this is what I want to try to get off to the listener. I don't care what style it is, and whatever happens, happens in my composition. I mean, is that how you kind of approach it?
Just
whatever it is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I really love the way that you sort of asked that, because that really was my process. I think that I kind of held myself back from writing for a while because I'm so used to like singing, you know, music of Cole Porter and George Gershwin, these iconic composers. It's like, well, I don't think I'll be able to write something exactly like that. And then when I would go to start writing, it would maybe come out a little bit different than just sort of like straight ahead Great American Songbook. And I kind of struggled with that because I was like, I don't know if that's me. And the more that I'm kind of writing and talking with other friends who compose, it's just like all the things that come out on the piano or in the writing that is me. And so I've just sort of gotten to feel a bit more comfortable with just sort of sharing whatever comes out. And I think that the music I've been writing, I think it definitely is kind of a mix. Like you'll definitely hear some kind of standard progressions, but some little turns that make it just a little bit sort of more fresh or kind of more today, because I'm writing it today. So I think it's definitely a blend of those things. And that would be my piece of advice for anybody listening who's maybe experimenting with writing, is just to, like, this sounds so silly, but just to do it and let whatever comes out come out.
Well, that's got to be something too. I mean, I think that's exactly what happens, especially with people that are starting to write their own original music. And I mean, let's just take, you know, your career, right? I mean, you came up in the jazz world. You were in all the different competitions. I mean, you were at Thelonious Monk competition, all that stuff, right? And you went to Europe. You went all of, and it's specifically on jazz. And then you're playing around town. And I mean, obviously, I've, you know, played around town too, playing in jazz. So then, when you're in that jazz thing, and this is your brand, right? Oh, it's the jazz brand, and I got to be in the jazz brand. But that really, I think, hampers. Now that you've matured, now you've done so much, and you've developed your voice and you've developed your concepts and stuff, I think sometimes, unless they get out of that like you did, you just get stuck in that so much that you put all these barriers around you that you can't really get your true expression out. So right. Was there a process? I mean, a little bit more deeper process that you had to go through? I mean, did you like start writing stuff and say, you know what? I don't even care what comes out right now. I'm just going to start playing something and whatever it is, whatever groove feels right or whatever music comes out, that's what it is. I don't care if it's jazz or not. I mean, you had to have gone through a bunch of barriers, right? I mean, we're making it seem easy, but I'm trying to do it so that people that are struggling with anything can kind of feel that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's kind of a mix of both where I would sort of just like let myself write. I would also try to write like specific kinds of songs, so specific like grooves. And then another thing that I was really working on is like writing in the style of somebody. So I'm actually going to be starting my second year of the master's program at DePaul next week as well. So next week's a big week. And I did a composition class there, and that was kind of one of the exercises we did where every week we would listen to an artist in class together and then have to go write a song in that kind of style. So that was a really great way of like kind of identifying what I liked about different people's writing. So I mentioned like a Joni Mitchell song earlier. So I like love her music. So getting into like her chord progressions, her rhyming scheme with her words. I also do a lot of that with like Abby Lincoln. She's another big influence of mine. And somebody who is a great example who kind of started out doing a lot of the very straight ahead kind of standard material and then sort of eventually writing her own music, but that's still very much jazz as well. So mm-hmm. I feel like it's kind of working through that and being very purposeful about trying to write different things and then just letting myself just do it as I was kind of talking about earlier.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's great. And the fact that you're able to now get it to a point where you're able to showcase it at the Jazz Showcase.
Yeah.
And I'm sure down the road, there's going to be a recording of it coming out at some point. But I mean, you know, being able to develop that and being able to play with all the different players you're playing with obviously helps, because then I know you enough that you let people take liberties with the music and kind of add to it and bring different things to it. So who's on the showcase gigs with you? Because I think that's going to be really something to hear as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got a really, really great band lined up. I'll have Julius Tucker on piano, Larry Kohut on bass, and John Deidemeyer on drums.
Oh, yeah.
And I think about all of those musicians as just being this beautiful blend of, you know, very, very swinging, but very soulful, bringing in just a very different, many blends of different styles, and also just incredible people and musicians. And I'm just really excited to get to share the stage with them for 4 days in a row coming up very soon.
Yeah. And you know, the thing that I love about it, especially just with jazz in general, is when, you know, you can put a group together and all these guys, Larry and Julius and John, obviously, and they're all coming from playing in all these different projects for years and years and years. And they've got all these different experiences, but they all have open minds. So when they come in, they're trying to make everything as solid behind you as possible and really support the vocalist, but add their own stuff onto it. And they really understand how to do that in a tasteful way and add to the music. And that's something that I love about it, especially in the jazz world. I mean, more often than not, that happens, which is really exciting, which also probably helps you then go back and listen to some of your original tunes and go, you know what, that was pretty cool, man. Maybe I'll put a little adjustment on that and add to it. I mean, that's the nice thing about writing your originals, isn't it? Is that you can continuously compose as you're creating this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like a couple of things you said. I do think of those musicians as being people who are incredibly supportive of me as the band leader and the vocalist. And that's something that's really important. But I'm, you know, I can see my keyboard behind. I am like playing piano when I'm writing. And I always love like when I take the music into the gig and it's like, wow, that sounds so much better when they're playing it than when it's just me in my room, you know. So I'm so just grateful to be able to surround myself with people who I think lift me up and lift the music up as well.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about the set times. We got 8 p.m., 10 p.m., Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then, of course, 4 p.m. to Save the Children, matinee, Joe Siegel Made Famous, and then 8 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. All the tickets are available at the door and online, jazzshowcase.com, parking in the rear, 806 South Plymouth Court. Now, before I let you take off, we should talk a little bit about education as well, because in addition to you getting your master's, you're also obviously teaching several places and you're doing private lessons and things like that, right? So, I mean, you're one of those musicians that actually you perform and you do it and then you give back to the younger musicians. And to me, those are the people I took lessons with, because if somebody is telling me what to do and they're not doing what I actually want to do, why am I listening to them? But the beauty is that you're doing what they actually want to do. So hopefully they're listening to you. But I mean, you know, what's been that process? Because you've always been teaching from what I remember.
I have, yeah. And so actually when I decided to go back to pursue my master's, I actually left a couple like institutions I was teaching at just so I could focus on being a student full time. And it is very full time. But I am still like teaching private lessons out of my home studio. I've just like always enjoyed teaching. I think especially, you know, being such a people person, I love just being able to like connect with people one on one or in these like sort of group settings. And for me, it's very special to feel like I can help students find their voice and to just feel like more confident with singing, with being in an ensemble. And it's also made me a much better musician, like constantly having to think about how I'm articulating something or getting a student to sound like what I'm hearing as well. So it gives back to this community because that's I think such an important part of music, and it also gives back to just me as a person in my own kind of personal growth. But I love it, and I feel like I'm just so grateful for the teaching, especially during the pandemic. I mean, I think that just being able to like sign on to Zoom and see students every week helped me so much, and I'm grateful just to continue helping other people on their journey as well.
Well, and that's got to also help a lot because I remember when I was teaching back in the day, I actually would get better because I would have to demonstrate and explain exactly what I was doing and then demonstrate it. And sometimes I'd be, as I'm talking and describing exactly what I'm playing, I'd go, oh, yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what I'm doing. I got to work on that because that wasn't very good, but I'm not going to tell the student that wasn't very good. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm sure it's the same thing with you too. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this because I think that a lot of the students that are out there watching this, no matter what instrument it is, I think it's very important for them to get with a teacher that can explain exactly what it is that they're doing. So that, you know, it's one thing to sit around and say, okay, well, let's just do this here. This sounds like this. I play drums. So here's this sounds like this. Go ahead and play that. There's another thing to say, this is why I play it this way. This is exactly why I learned it this way. And this is why I'm suggesting you do, because then you can make it sound this way and add to the music that way. Is that kind of how you approach it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think especially like with singing, I think it's also this element of like it becomes like very personal because it's our instrument is just our being, right? So
Yeah.
I think really trying to get students to understand like how to create certain sounds, how to really like control their instrument. And one thing I'll do a lot is sort of like listening to different singers and having them sing along and kind of identify like how did Sarah Vaughan do this specific thing or how did Ella do this thing? And being able to really kind of break things down, I think is super important. And I also do that a lot. I work a lot on like improvisation as well. So like breaking down different sort of like bebop phrases and understanding like chord progressions and how to get into that, which again it becomes a little bit different when we're really having to do that like by ear, but really identify those things. So yeah, I think it's super important to be able to not only demonstrate but really explain and kind of break down those processes as well.
And we could talk for 2 hours about scat singing and about improvisation and all that. So we won't, but I do remember when I was at a Jamie Abersole camp, Dennis de Blasio was explaining scat singing, and it was completely different than most of the vocalists that were there thought it was because they were just going bebop, zee-zop, you know, whatever. And he's like, no, stop what you're doing. Hang on a minute. And when he explained it to all of the musicians, it made complete sense to me. So at some point, we'll schedule 2 hours and we will
I would
talk
love that.
all about
Absolutely.
that.
My favorite thing to talk about.
And I'll bring somebody else on that actually knows what they're talking about so that it works for me making up stuff. But all right. So the Jazz Showcase, September 8th through the 11th, Thursday through Sunday, jazzshowcase.com, of course, alyssaallgood.com. And all right. Before you go, you mentioned Joni Mitchell twice. Can I put in a request at some point? I don't know what you think of the tune, but one of my favorite Joni Mitchell tunes is Coyote. I love that tune. It's a bad tune, man. Great tune. So, but I never hear anybody sing it. So there's my request, not for this coming weekend, but some point down the road, if you like it, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. Challenge accepted.
All right. All right. All right. So thank you again. Thanks for being
Thank
on
you.
and congratulations on turning 30.
Thank you so much.
You made it. You made
I
it.
made it.
And thanks to everybody for watching. And hopefully you'll go see check out Alyssa Allgood actually this coming weekend by the time you're seeing this, September 8th through the 11th at the showcase. And all the other information, of course, is at chicagojazz.com. And until next time, I hope to see you somewhere out on the scene.